This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And Paterka getting it back again. Darlene will send it back that way. There's a jam play, scores. Alex Tuck at the near post. Got a stick on that one, and the Sabres, before the first penalty expires, get one on the power play. They'll stay with the man advantage, now trailing 6-3 with 11:21 to go in the third.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. The game would ultimately end 7-4. Sabres lose again. Derek's not happy about it. We do have two more games to wrap up the year, both at home. Toronto tomorrow, Philadelphia on Thursday. Both 7 p.m. puck drops with 6 p.m. pre-games starting right here on WGR.
Also, I never have to deal with the Sabres on the road again for the rest of the year.
Peace. I'll say again. I mean,
for two games.
Yeah. It's season comes.
I meant what I said. The rest of the year.
Before we get started here, do want to let you know, listen to Shelton Bulldog all week for your chance to win two lawn tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace at Darien Lake Amphitheater on September 7th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com. On the other side of things, we are, well, we're closer to 1 week away than 2 weeks away. Very close to the NFL draft. That is going to be next Thursday in Green Bay, and we are getting more and more national reports as well of players visiting the Bills today. I've seen Adam Schefter bring up that South Carolina defensive tackle TJ Sanders is going to visit the Bengals, and then tomorrow with the Bills. And then Ian Rappaport reported that defensive tackle Deion Walker out of Kentucky scheduled to visit the Bills on Tuesday as well.
That's interesting, because I feel like Sanders is a three tech.
Now, I will bring up on real quick on Walker, by the way. Ian Rappaport did bring this up. It was discovered at the combine he was playing in 2024 with a stress fracture in his back. Now fully healthy and ready, Walker aims to show why he was rated as a top defensive tackle before 2024.
Oh, my God. A fracture in your back?
Yeah. Now, I will say with Walker, I'm a little worried, but I do wonder if maybe the stress fracture was part of this. Some of his athletic testing was not great. It was more along the lines of, oh, he's just 6'7", 340. He's just a big guy.
Yeah.
But he's not moving very well. I wonder if the stress fractures played into that. That also might be why the Bills are bringing him in.
That probably does. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bills are probably like, hey, we want some questions answered. How's your back, buddy?
Yeah. Now that you're quote-unquote healthy, we're going to run you through some tests.
Instead of shaking their hand, their pre-draft visit test is, all right, we're going to pat you on the back, see how that does.
We're going to see if you win. That's terrible.
I know that is.
We talked about the player invitations, the top 30 visits a lot last week, mentioning how does it really signal that's where the Bills are going to go. Or the Bills may be more of a team like we just brought up with maybe Walker, where like, we had questions. We want you to come into our building with our medical staff.
The thing
to
is
get
to look for
right.
The trends. How many of a position are they looking at?
Because
that's going to tell you where they're looking, where the ideas are going, where their eyes are gazing
at. That makes it curious, because for a while it's been wide receivers. But, wide receiver's been the biggest position so far.
But also look at where those players are projected.
Yep.
That's what I mean by direction. Mm-hmm. You're looking at players that are, hey, they're probably going to look at a guy in day two.
Mm-hmm. Round two, maybe if they trade back into round three.
Round two or round three. They'll find their way to get back into round three to get one of these guys. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. Defensive tackle, Sanders is typically seen as a second rounder kind of player.
Mm-hmm.
that kind of helps out with the direction of, well, they feel like they can take a D-tackle probably anywhere in this draft.
That's somewhat made me think about Trey Amos being the pick in round one.
Corner out of Ole Miss.
Corner out of Ole Miss. He did, from reports, visit with the Bills or was going to visit with the Bills. I'm not sure if it was a week later report. But that's the position. I everyone knows I'm a big Kenneth Grant guy. Like, that's my dream scenario in round one, or if somehow they can get him around two, fantastic.
By the way, Benjamin Morrison.
The Notre Dame cornerback as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do wonder if, when you look at the corners, like you mentioned, guys that, where are they projected to go? Those guys are late one, early two.
Which screams, hope you're ready for this, everyone. Bills are going to trade down. Find a way to move up from 4 to 3.
Mm.
And we're picking early round two.
I think there's a possibility there. There's also the possibility of they just like the defensive tackle depth, edge depth, defensive line, more for rounds 2 and 3, where cornerbacks... And that's my thing, too, is they need an immediate starter at cornerback. That's mm-hmm. the one position they have not touched in free agency. It feels like we are forever away from maybe a Russell Douglas reunion. We got Dane Jackson, but that's not really going to do it.
Right.
That's where receiver you could maybe argue was there. But with corner, it feels a lot like the Kyer Elam Christian Benford year, where, especially because of Trey White's injury, I mean, look who ultimately is starting week one against the Rams. It's both rookies. While, yes, they have Benford, so it's not as bad, that's my thing. It's pointing to, I think, cornerback is going to be their round one pick.
And I think it makes sense that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like the wide receivers from last year. We see enough here right now in that late first, early second round.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with the number of players that are on the board. We're going to trade down. Picking 35-ish or 36,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be okay. We know that corner's not going to start going on some sort of, like, disgusting run, kind of like wide receivers were the moment that the Bills traded down, another two went. But they were still comfortable with how the board looked. Actually, it was another three that went, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Because Pearsall was in there, too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was a lot. It was
a
lot.
The Bills were still very comfortable with, there's still enough players here between Coleman or Ladd McConkey or A.D. Mitchell. Like, there was still a number of receivers there that they were comfortable with what was going on. At corner, it looks like it's going to be the same thing at the end of round one and the start of round two, where there might be enough guys there, especially some that they have pre-draft visits with, that, again, everyone's going to hate me for saying this because I'm going to will it into existence because I keep talking about it. Operation Make a Pick Bills might not happen on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
next week.
I think that, and you've brought it up a lot, but I think that's always been something that's maybe sitting there, especially when we've talked about how much they like the third round pick, how much they like more picks. They do like to move around. It hasn't always worked out. I'm not saying it always has worked out, but they do like to do that. They like to have the ammunition.
They like the manipulation of the board.
Yep.
And it's a conviction. You have your guys, you know where you value. The thing is that they also respect value.
Yeah.
That is the part that I like about them doing that all the time, is they respect value. They know if there's a player in round two they need to go up and get, they need the ammunition to do so, and you go get them. They want some player in round three? Well, you got to make a little bit of draft board manipulation work so that you can get back into round three. I don't know what happens from here, but what I do know is, you and me are going to be sitting in these chairs, mm-hmm. so you have to prepare for the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
We're sitting here at 12:30 a.m. They're not making a pick. For a second straight year. And I'm just going to make sure I preface this by saying it, and I know this is not popular with everyone, and you can already tell how irritated I am by this. If the Kansas City Chiefs want to pay to move up one spot, you take their pick.
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
It's one spot. They're going to take something you're not anyway.
Yeah.
Again.
I agree. It's just, it is.
No, that person's not destined for success. Can we all stop with that?
No, but to the PR sense, it keeps working in the favor of the Chiefs.
I don't care.
I know.
If they want to move up one space, And I mean, because that's where they're picking.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to move from 31 to 30, any payment is worth it because they're already overpaying for it.
Yeah.
For a player that you don't want.
Now, we do have to hit another timeout here real quick.
Yeah, I cannot get on this soapbox again.
But I do want to mention this. There have been reports that no one really wants to trade up. I think the Bills may want to trade back to get more picks, but who is worth going up to get? It's not a loaded wide receiver class, and the quarterbacks, ultimately, if you're Cleveland and the Giants and the Titans, it is where it is, but we're also finding out teams aren't valuing that fifth-year option maybe as much. Maybe with quarterback, it's different.
Quarterback, it is different, I think, and that's going to depend on where the board falls.
Mm-hmm.
If a team reaches on one like a Jackson Dart, kiss any sort of trade down conversations pretty much out the window.
Yeah. But if we're at pick 30 and Jackson Dart's still on the board, a team like maybe Cleveland goes, we want to have that fifth-year option. I don't really think they're moving up with Buffalo.
It's Travis Hunter, though, and mm-hmm. Travis Hunter and Jackson Dart. You come away saying, hey, we had a like the movie, we had a great day.
Oh, what a line read. But to that point, though, I mean, if it's Cleveland, I don't think they're moving up with the Bills. I think that's a move where the Eagles make it. And they just go, yeah, we'll swap one spot. We'll make you overpay for a quarterback, and we'll move on. Where with the Bills, it's moving up three spots. It's a bit more to spend. It's not too much, but last year it happened because the Chiefs wanted a specific wide receiver.
But they weren't
behind you is necessarily.
But Carolina traded up.
Yep.
Also one spot to pick a wide receiver.
To pick a wide receiver. I will grant, though, I think they're a horribly run organization that overthought a lot of things.
Oh, so you think Cleveland's a model organization for this?
No, but I think they are playing more with fire where Carolina maybe wasn't.
Andrew Berry did not get fired for the whole Deshaun Watson thing.
No, that's true.
So I rest my case.
We've got to take a quick time out here. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, wrap up the show after we get back. This is WGR.